The Big Lead Update.
Well, if you were listening to the big show yesterday, there was a top of the hour CBS News report that said this about the Major League Baseball season, which begins today.
Opening day is tomorrow, but scientists say you may need to look more and more at climate change for this game.
Take me out to the ball game, but check the weather first. Climate change is having an impact on Major League Baseball. Since 1970, temperatures in Major League cities have increased on average 2.1 degrees. Toronto leads the way. It's seen an increase of 5.1 degrees. And unpredictable weather is affecting games even being played, especially at the start of the season. In 2018, 28 games were delayed or canceled during the first month, the highest number since 1983. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Okay, after I heard that report, I kind of went berserk, even though I'm not a meteorologist, I'm not an atmospheric scientist, but none of that sounded correct to me, just intuitively. But I thought I would reach out to somebody who is genuinely an expert, a great friend of our show, Cliff Mass, professor of atmospheric science at the University of Washington. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Cliff, always good to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk to you, too.
Let me start. In general, what did you think about that CBS report?
Well, I didn't think there was too much meat on that bone, quite frankly, to be absolutely honest with you. I mean, I know about the implications of climate change, and I'm interested in baseball. I've been blogged about baseball and weather a few times.
Okay.
And quite frankly, I don't think there'll be a huge effect overall because of climate change on baseball. And, you know, you got to think about the various seasons here. Let's face it, baseball starts relatively cool in many parts of the country. So a lot of places, baseball will be more pleasant if it warmed up a little bit.
Now, in fact, not to interrupt you, but I saw a highlight this morning of a game in Detroit, and it looked like a blizzard. I mean, there were gigantic snowflakes coming down while they were playing the game. So, I mean, that's just, you know, on April 1st in Detroit, I guess that's not that unusual.
That's right. In the more northern ballparks, they can get snow at the beginning of the season, and it's certainly cool and pleasant temperatures. So global warming is good for them. And then also, during the late season, it can get pretty cool as well. So, you know, I think in some ways global warming is a benefit for those tail seasons. Now, of course, during the middle of the summer, it'll get warmer.
Sure.
But I don't think that's going to be a fatal thing. I mean, people buy more cold beer and soft drinks and ice cream, perhaps. But I don't
exactly. But they talked about this in the present tense. They said climate change is having an impact on Major League Baseball. Is that true?
Well, I mean, I'm not a baseball owner, but I can't see it having a real big negative effect. The only negative effect I could see that might be substantial is that global warming is predicted to cause more thunderstorms during the summer. So there'll be potentially more rainout events, or they may have to pause the game or whatever, during the middle of the summer in the eastern United States, not the western, but the eastern central United States.
One other thing in that report, and just intuitively, it didn't sound right to me, and I said that on the air, so I want to find out if it is. They said the average temperature in Major League Baseball cities has gone up 2.1 degrees since 1970, and in Toronto, more than 5 degrees. That sounded impossible to me, but is that true? If temperatures in Toronto, average temperature's gone up more than 5 degrees since 1970?
No, I think that's very unlikely. The global warming effect, or the warming effect, is approximately 1 to 2 degrees Fahrenheit since, you know, in the order of 1950. So it has warmed up generally by maybe 1 to 2 degrees. So, you know, that's about it. If big values like 5 or 10 degrees sound very unlikely.
Okay, yeah, that just didn't sound right, but I couldn't find average temperature by year in Toronto. And then the only graphs I could find on rainouts and that sort of thing, like so many graphs, there's no trend line. It's up one year, way down the next, up, down, up, down. And, you know, as you and I have talked about before, it just seems to me, again, intuitively, that if this is a a growing issue that we would start to see some kind of trend line at some point?
Well, in terms of global warming, well, most of it's ahead of us. I mean, it's really been pretty minor so far. I mean, we've warmed up a little bit, but the change in thunderstorms haven't been that much during the last several decades. So at this point, there's not much evidence of it. And if there's going to be a big effect, it'll be later in the century.
Okay. Got it. All right. Like I said, I just had kind of an intuitive gut reaction to that, and I wanted to get a more expert view.
By the way, there's one more thing I should mention, and that is warmer temperatures will cause the density of air to decrease, and that'll mean more home runs potentially. So I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. People like home runs, so there could be more home runs.
Well, if you're a gambler, you're telling us to bet the over.
Well, I don't know. All I can tell you is that you'll tend to have balls going further. under global warming than under colder temperatures. So that's probably true, but you know, that sounds good to me. Everybody loves a home run.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Cliff, I appreciate you coming on with me. Thank you.
No problem. Take care.
Cliff Bass, professor of atmospheric science at the University of Washington. And yeah, you know, let me say, yeah, you know, I think Steve Futterman, who did that report, I think he's a great reporter. I also think, you know, like I said, I'm just skeptical about things. And in fact, as I'm wrapping up with Cliff, I now have the temperature chart for Toronto, Canada, going back to 1880. But the report said temperatures have gone up more than 5 degrees in Toronto since 1970. No. Temperatures have gone up a little less than 1 degree Celsius, which in round numbers, 2 degrees in Toronto since 1970, not 5 degrees. So, you know, like I said, I think Steve Fireman's a terrific reporter. I respect CBS News. I just, when I hear something that is so implausible, I always have a gut reaction to it. And when it comes to numbers, I trust my gut. And so now I have facts in front of me. It's been less than 2 degrees in Toronto since 1970, not more than 5 degrees. And that's where I say, just as a news consumer, always, always, always be aware, double check things, be skeptical, because there are very powerful agendas, and not necessarily in the news organizations, but you know, whoever pumped out that information that was picked up. But, I mean, no way have temperatures gone up 5 degrees in any city since 1970. So, anyway, gut was right. I still respect Steve Futterman. He's a terrific reporter. And that is your Big Lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.